Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday, the beginning of a whole new week and new adventures. Welcome, 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 my awesome South co-host, Mo. How are you, Mo?
Yo, what's good? I'm happy. I'm feeling blessed and highly favored. Ready to have an awesome show.
Cool.
I'm on a natural high right now. So yeah, I'm good. Life is good.
I see. You must have got some before the show started.
Hey, you know. I'm gonna leave it at that.
We need to make sure you get some every Sunday.
Right before the show.
No, you're always chipper.
I try to be.
So,
positive over negative.
I got like two phone chargers at home, and none of them work right. Neither one of them work right. So I'm always adjusting, trying to get it to work.
That's on my to-do list. Okay, yeah. It's the small things, you know, the small things is in the details.
Look, it's the small things that make you go broke. It's not the big shit, it's the little shit. You know what I'm saying?
Stuff that you, like, look over, but that are important on the low, you know?
You keep spending money
cover
on
them
it,
tracks.
And you're like, shit.
Cover them tracks, you know what I'm saying? Word up.
So I had an awesome week. Last week, I think I was working 6 days last week, so this weekend, I took this weekend absolutely did nothing.
Nice.
Other than barbecue last night, I did nothing.
Okay.
I stayed
barbecue.
In the house, I slept all day yesterday. Yeah, barbecue. That's like my second time barbecuing in like 8 months. And that's not me. I don't do barbecue a lot, but I wanted some ribs.
Yeah.
It is so hard to find home-cooked food here in Georgia. Like I said before,
okay.
There's a million restaurants here in Georgia, but not everybody can cook. It's almost a hit or miss. Everybody's trying to bring their tradition. So I have some foods I have to cook on my own just to make sure.
That that's how Brooklyn is, too. Especially in my neighborhood, it's like a lot of gentrification going on right now. So it's all types of little restaurants and bars and everything popping up on my block. But you know, it's kind of cool, you know, in Y City.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's about all, man. I mean, I really took it easy. I'm on doctor's orders to take it easy, but, you know. So I finally revealed my plan. Like it's whenever I get pregnant, right, or whenever I'm doing something, I, like, have to be around my family. It's a must. So I told my family today my plans that I want home for the last month of my pregnancy. And my sister was just going, no, stay in Georgia. Like, come in Georgia and come to Florida. Stay in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So either somebody come here for a month or I'm coming there for a month. It was like,
okay.
Oh, we'll send somebody.
Okay, they're going to send somebody out there for you. That's what's up, though. That's what family's for. I hope they send somebody that you truly, you know, that's your, you know, that was your, like, favorite cousin back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
So,
I hope they send somebody worthy
of
the task. Put it like that.
She's like, I don't know about a whole month. I was like, man, you could do it. You could do it.
That's what's up. Shout out
you
to family.
It.
I can't
yeah,
wait to
I'm
get
like,
back to the C-Town. Shout out to all my C-Town
whole
people.
Month, you don't have to pay any bills, and you don't have to buy any groceries. Food is in the house.
Oh, shit.
You know, I mean, like, it's a free month.
I might slide through.
You can't have company at my house.
Okay.
Because you never know who really know who I am. And,
okay.
You know, we don't need all of those problems. So, that's the only rule.
Gotcha.
No company at the house. And it's a free
Other
money. So, yeah, I really want to go home, though. So, I don't know how well I'm going to get to that thing. So, but it's there. You know, I'm ready. I'm within the 31. I thought I was actually already 31 weeks, but I just found out today that I'm 31 weeks today. So I'm within that window. You know,
how many months is it now?
Well, 34 weeks is 8 months. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm like right there. I got.
You basically there. Almost at the finish line.
At the max nine weeks. But I can go anywhere within 6 to 9 weeks, or 6 to 10. I'm gonna really be working at it. So I say closer to 6.
Okay, you gonna really be working at it? So you go all right? Like,
yeah,
you need to get this going early, huh?
That's why I was finishing up the gym downstairs because it was important, like. To put the treadmill and everything together because, one, you know, for the mothers-to-be or even the guys that have, you know, girlfriends and wives that are pregnant, strengthening your lower body in your third trimester is very important, and that helps you push, right? It also helps your healing process. So that's most important. I've had 2 C-sections thus far. So, you know, I'm kind of getting, like, you know, the third one, the heal time would be less anyways because it gets easier the more you have them. but I don't
okay.
want it. So, you know, I'm pushing. So, walking and strengthening your lower half, and actually walking will send you into labor. If you're right at that cusp, it'll send you into labor. And then I'm doing like the evening primrose oil,
okay.
which
What's
actually
that?
Softens your cervix. And so he has been in fetal position since right before I was admitted to the hospital. So if my cervix softens, all of it has to do is suck him in. He has to get in that locked position, and that's what starts the labor.
Ready,
so, yeah,
set, go.
I mean, I'm on go, okay?
That's what's
I've been
up.
Doing my
wow.
research. I'm figuring out what I got to do, so.
Totally that's cool. That's what's up.
Because, you know, when I have them, then I'm good. You know, my business is can be ran from home, so I'm ready.
That's what's up. That's the main thing.
Right.
That's what's popping. Shout out to you.
I don't even think right now that I'll miss a show.
Okay,
unless
wow.
I have
wow.
him on a Sunday.
Okay, all right. Wow.
Now, if he come on Sunday, now, you know.
Yeah, then, you know. Okay, it's only right.
So also, like, I'm getting rid of the dreads, guys. For the people
what?
That follow me on social, I knew he's like, wait
wow,
a minute.
Why?
I'm still gonna be natural. I'm definitely not
okay.
putting any perm in my hair. I've been natural for way too long to, you know, do that. But I miss getting my hair done. I miss the girly phase. It just this
a,
look.
A, they run a course.
It has me in a certain phase in my life that I'm like, okay, I'm ready to get out of it. One
you.
Thing about me is that I'm forever changing. And so you got to think, when I was pregnant with my 3-year-old, I cut my hair off bald. Like, I had a 1.
Mm.
And so now for my hair to be
yeah,
as long as it is, like, my hair grows pretty damn fast.
Okay.
So it was either cut it all off or comb them out. So we're going to start this week trying to comb them out.
Wow.
I don't know how this process is going to work, but if I get tired of it, then guess what? I'm just going to cut it all off.
Just cut them joints off.
So we start Tuesday
okay.
getting these things combed out. I'm still going to be me, but I just, you know, I'm at my course with the dreads here.
Ran its course. I got you. Shout out to new hairstyle.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not good with keeping the same hairstyle for too long.
That's how I'm the same way. You know, I feel like an actor. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to keep people off balance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in different seasons,
right.
like, switching it up. So I totally can feel that. I can totally relate to that as well.
And, you know, for a while when I had the dreads, I was still able to wear my hair, wear wigs, still switch it up. And then I'm at the point now where they're full,
they too big.
Full grown
yeah.
locks. I can't switch it up even if I wanted to.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like, when you have that hairstyle, it puts you into a certain look. You know, sometimes you wanna switch it, and you just kind of stuck with that look. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, I'm not hating on it. You know, I love all hairstyles. You know what I'm saying? But I know that's what, you know, once you in that, once you have them, and they're like fruitful, you know, that's the look. You know, that's your look right there. So I can feel you on that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, if it's on this course, and also too, whenever you shave your hair, like after having a lot of hair for a long time, man, that's so refreshing, so rejuvenating. Like, you feel like a whole new person because, you know, your hair holds certain things, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying?
Energy,
so, yeah, a lot of energy is held in your hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, powerful, everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, I know for me, you know, when I grow my hair, I feel a certain type of way. But also, too, when I cut my hair, I feel some type of way. But then the monotonous for a guy, I'm giving you a guy's point of view, getting your hair cut it's nothing like that first fresh cut after you had a lot of hair. That feels wonderful. But then that wears off after a couple of weeks, and then it's back to like, damn, I got to get my hair cut every week now, every week, you know, stay fresh. And then that gets annoying for me.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm growing my hair out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm letting it rock. So I'm on my 70s
front
right now.
I've had my dreads for about a year and something.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a year and a half. My hair just grows stupid fast. So
yeah,
that's true. That'll be done before he gets here, because I'm just ready to cancel this part. And if I want to wear my natural hair, I can get my natural hair done. But I just kind of miss getting my hair done. So that's that scenario, right?
I got you.
New things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Completely new things all the way around. And so the funniest thing ever. So today on social media talks, we had two different things. Now,
okay.
Black Twitter used to be completely different, right? You have a lot of sensitive people that are on there. It's, you know, not really as hype as it used to be. Now, back in like 2012, 2013, just some very social media famous people that are very ignorant and, you know, make jokes of everything. And so Black Twitter used to be lit. And then I mean, we all kind of left and it got boring and, you know, the new people came in and they were so sensitive and so on and so forth. So me, I vowed to have Twitter turned back up because a lot of us are finding each other now, trying to see. A lot of us have brand new accounts.
I just want to make sure that I understand. And, you know, for the listeners out there, so when you say Black Twitter, which y'all had like a group that y'all was calling Black Twitter?
No, Black Twitter is just ignorant Twitter.
Because I'm on Twitter all the time. As long as I'm trying to say, I've never really heard of Black Twitter.
It's because Twitter, like, it died down. So when we used to be very ignorant, it's like 2012, 2013,
you saying
that,
you know,
as then kind
black,
of like black,
as black folks, or like that's what I'm trying
to say.
Yeah,
like black folks. Like, I mean, okay. Wait, you know what? Everybody that was in Black Twitter wasn't black, because you had some really funny, ignorant Mexicans and white guys, and so you know. So
what did they? Did they do a hashtag like after you tweet something like hashtag Black Twitter?
Some people use hashtag Black Twitter, but most of you just had to know who was popping. You had to know the guys that was the funny guys that would roast you to pieces if you ever came at them in any kind of way. So if you see my Twitter today, young lady made a statement. I made a statement back. You know, I was like, okay, well, you know, whatever, you know. Then she's like, oh, you got on cheap shoes. Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to give you that one. And then she kept coming. So then it was just a straight, like, me and my girl is here, and it became a straight roasting session. They took the phone, and they were tweeting her, right?
Yeah.
And so here's the point that I'm making from that.
Mm-hmm.
The girl had her daughter on her page, right? Now, ignorant Twitter would have roasted this little girl to fucking pieces.
Nah,
right?
Leave the kids
but
out of it.
Even if you look, I tweeted a comedian. Somebody told her she was an idiot. She looked on his page, seen a picture of his son. She said, your son looked like a piece of unseasoned turkey. Like, the shit was funny as fuck, right? And she shut him down. But, like, it depends on who you are. Your kids are not off limits if you get on somebody's page being ignorant. I didn't let them go in on her little girl because I have children. And I understand the kids are off limits situation. But
this is why
I don't post my kids on social media.
True.
Because guess what? It's going to be some people that's not as cool as I am. Like, I can say some shit and have you, like, really thinking about your life. Like, and it ain't even true. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can be ignorant as fuck, which is what I did. She was like, she was an engineer, but she's clearly still in school, you know? And salute to all sisters that's out there working. But my whole thing is, like, I'll get ignorant if you want me to get ignorant. But people, when you have your children on social media, stop trying to clown, because everybody is not as cool and laid back. You got some real ignorant people out here that will roast you to fucking smithereens along with your damn children. And a lot of y'all children ugly. So y'all need to stop playing these games when you putting your children out there. Like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? And so I had to take the phone.
I'm going to say no child is ugly. They're all developing. You know what I'm saying? Every child.
No, hell no. Children are ugly. Get out of here. You're not going to do that. There are some things that is ugly children. That's just what it is.
I don't believe that.
Some kids are ugly and they grow up to be really cute, and some kids are born ugly and they just continue to stay ugly. Like, there's no way that there's ugly adults, but there's not ugly children. Like, there are ugly children.
Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
There are some ugly children. I can see you some ugly children.
Okay,
you know,
good. I don't need to see that.
I'm gonna tag your ass.
Please don't. Since you want to be all nice.
No, you just be like, oh, they precious. You know, you don't call them ugly. You just, whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody in the world ain't cute, you know, so it is what it is. But I had to take the phone because, you know, they said, you need some miracle drops. And they was laughing, and I took the phone because I already knew where they was going, because I already went through the pictures with them. So if I'm tweeting, I tweet fast, and I have long nails on. So you're going to see some misspelled words, right? You're going to see some B's,
yeah, that's
and C's and shit in there.
You're getting a heated debate on whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're going to see some misspelled shit.
Because you're trying to get your point off before somebody else come back.
Yeah, their tweets was like clear English. So you can tell the difference between the tweets, but I took the phone and I was like, we're not going to go there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's good.
You got a simple-minded individual that's, let's talk about shoes. Bitch, you a bitch. You clearly, you know, don't know anything about it. And it was as simple as somebody trying to make Cardi B the victim. You know what I'm saying? Cardi B would have been the victim if she would have left Offset. You know, you held him down. He did all these things on you. Then you would have been a victim. You chose to stay and got knocked up. And now the girl is posting, you know, DNA saying, this is your kid.
I mean, it's the industry. I know she can't be surprised. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate to say it, but, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's like,
that's an industry.
She's
it's
not
tough
to blame
to be faithful,
for him.
Let's be
no, she's to blame because she stayed. Like, you know what you got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, it's not about swinging is very normal. She might know what she got. So people need to stop trying to make it seem like it's an issue when she's probably okay. She probably like, you know what, this nigga ain't shit. But guess what, this nigga hold me down. She always say he good with her career. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, all
it.
Those
that's what she focused
make up.
On.
Like, he
you know what I'm saying?
So, and she might be like, okay, well, wait, I dropped the baby. I'm going to do what I do. You never know. Like, stop trying to make people into victims that aren't even claiming victim they damn self.
Yeah, I definitely don't see her as a victim. Nah.
And that was my point to this young lady. Like, to each his own, but you don't know their situation. Like, she got the right to walk off and leave this man if she wants to. Cheating is not as big as people try to make it seem. People drag out cheating. But at the end of the day, when you got somebody, you know what I'm saying, and they gonna do what they do, who are you to stress yourself? I had a debate with somebody this week because we were talking about marriage. And I'm an alpha female, right? And this is how we get into tonight's top topic.
Okay.
I'm an alpha female. But
no doubt.
Like, I'm one of those people where you do something to me that I'm intentionally get back at you, right? But I'm a very private individual. Like, it's a lot of shit that people don't even know about me. But because I don't put it online. You know what I'm saying? I'm private. Like, if I'm mad at me and my baby daddy, we going through it. I wouldn't say baby daddy. I'm sorry. I don't use that word. Me and my son's father, we going through it. I'll put something out there because I know it just irks his fucking nerves. Not that, you know, it's that serious, but I'm just trying to one-up you. You know what I'm saying? But I was talking to this gentleman, and he was like, well, if you married, you bring your money to the table. I bring my money to the table and all the bills get paid. Then everything else after that, you know, we figure it out. We invest and then we spend whatever we spend it.
Okay.
And I said, well, why the fuck do I have to bring my money to the table and you bringing your money to the table? See, here's the thing. A man is supposed to be a protector, provider. We didn't have this conversation before. A man is supposed to be a protector, a provider, a king, a leader, and all of this stuff. How can you call yourself providing for me if I got to pay 50% of anything? If I got to pay 100%, you're not a provider because I'm paying all of the bills, so I'm not looking at you as what I need to be. Not
but
if we're married, something happens down the line, and you can't work.
At the same
it's my
time,
duty to fit me in.
At the same time, I'm just going to put one thing out there on the table. When you get married, and you know what I'm saying, because I'm just saying it because I am married, you know what I'm saying? So when you get married, it's not so much me or yours, it's ours, you know? So that's the one thing about marriage, you know what I'm saying, that I've seen, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a shared thing, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm
we
just trying to say.
We can share it. We can share it. Like, listen, if we were married, this is what I'm saying.
It's a corporation.
If we were married,
you know,
right? If you and I were married, okay?
Okay.
I would expect you to pay the bills in the household because you're the provider. But guess what? Just as you're paying all the bills in the household, me when I go to work, guess what I'm doing? I'm paying off our cars. I'm making it so that we're debt.
Okay, but that's an agreement then. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Y'all agree.
But no,
especially if you're married.
I'm not agreeing to it because I'm not telling you anything, but because I know how to be a queen, I'm just gonna be
so
queen.
Wait, hold on, you're not gonna tell me what you're doing with the money? And we're married.
No.
You're not telling me what you're doing with the money, but you know what I'm doing with the money. So you know that I'm paying the bills.
Listen,
but then
I
can't
need to
question
know
you
everything
about what you're
that
doing
you're
with
doing
money.
With your money. That's my
wow.
thing. Like,
okay.
I'm not like that.
Right.
But this is what this
what's
is what
the point
conversation
of being married?
Got. This is
we
what
might
conversation.
Might as well not get married.
Marriage ain't got nothing to do with all that. Okay, marriage is a business, right? It is a business.
True.
That's what the United States look at it as, a business, right? But here's my
it
thing.
Is.
If you're paying the bills in the house, right? This is the thing that he made. He said, if he's paying the bills in the house, and if he's paying the bills in the house, and I don't know how much money he has, then he can go and cheat, and I won't know nothing about it. I said, so this lets me know that you fucking insecure as shit, because if I gotta sit and worry about you cheating with your money, then bitch, I don't need to be with you. Like, I'm not her. I'm not going to sit here and worry about you cheating. If that shit don't come in my face, I ain't got my ass on it. If that shit ain't right there, I'm not studying it. Like, I'm not, like, respect me, I'm going to respect you. That's not, I'm not going to be trying to monitor your money. Handle your business in your household. You shouldn't have to monitor anybody. I have kids to monitor. I shouldn't have to monitor a grown-ass man. Now, we don't have to come up to it with an agreement, but if we do, then okay, you know, that's two grown people talking. I'm just saying,
true.
I'm not monitoring your shit. You do what you want to do. You're a grown man. Just handle your shit. That's all I ask.
True.
I'm not finna be riding you, cause you're not finna be riding me. So then he says, okay. I had to make it clear. I'm like, you know, anything that I have before marriage is already delegated. It's already delegated. Whomever I marry, we're doing a prenup. Even if he got more money than me.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to think that I want your money. Like, I don't. I get my own money.
I can respect that.
So we're doing a prenup. Anything I have prior to you is already delegated. Anything you have prior to me should be delegated. If you come to the table with a house, I come to the table with a house. I want your kids to get that house, you know, when they're grown.
Yeah,
not
that makes
just
sense.
Not the baby
that's,
mama.
Yeah, that's real shit.
But
I
want
that.
Your kids to get your house when you're grown. You know what I'm saying? And if they're grown, by the time something happens to you, I will sell the house and give them the money. That's what you had before me. That's the same thing that's happening with my children. It's not going. Nothing is given out to my children until they're grown. Everything given out to them when they're grown, but everything goes to my kids. So then he goes,
that's the way it should
he
be.
Makes this point.
Leave that legacy.
What? He makes this point. Oh, well, what if we were together for 5 years and your son looked at me as dad? Why would your son have to go with your family? Why can't he stay with me? Why would my son stay with you? You said look at you as dad. He can still look at you as dad, but you're not his dad. So You would want me to let my son come with you so you can reap the benefits and the fruits of my labor, but that's not how it's happening because wherever my son goes, they're not getting anything until he's grown. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not working and busting my ass for people. I'm doing it for my children. You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
and that's the thing. Like, I just feel like that was the motive that everybody has in their head. Like, you want to sit and you want to accept and get something that you ain't worked for. And I'm not like that. And so that's what I'm saying. If you go to work, that's your money. I'm not finna bother you on that. I'm just saying pay the bills in the house. I got your back if you need me. Anybody that has been with me know that I am not a stingy individual when it comes to somebody that I know has my back. If you try to fight and play games, I ain't fucking with you.
True.
You ain't never did nothing for you. Nothing from nothing. My heart is huge. But if you have genuinely had my back, then you know that my heart is huge. You know I'll give you anything in the world. So that's just how it works with me. I'm just not like, I don't know. I'm not into what nobody else has because I'm me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're a strong woman. I mean, strong women can get it on their own.
Like,
I get that.
A lot of men
that.
Want you to depend on them. And so I'm learning this submissive side, right? So here comes this topic. You know, would you allow a man to train you to love him, right? So what I mean by that, a lot of times we'll be in a relationship with somebody and we'll fall out and we'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm not, hell no, I'm not dealing with that. You know what I'm saying? But time goes by and you be like, okay, I could have changed this, or this could have happened, because you know relationships are about compromise, and you have to learn.
Especially marriages.
You have to learn that person. You have to learn who this person is. You have to learn their likes and dislikes, right? So in a sense, you're being trained right then and there. But at what point, like not all men will train you, because some men will say, you know what, fuck this. I'm done. You know, I ain't got time for your shit. It is what it is. And then you have some men that say, no, you're going to get your shit together. You know, you ain't letting me go, or I don't want to let you go. So you're gonna learn how to do this. Would you allow someone to teach you how to love them? Is that something that you will be open to? Or you will say, this is me, and I'm not changing, and take it or leave it. Like, what do you think about that? And because I use the word train, you know, certain people were like, oh, train, I ain't no dog. But in actuality, in all sense of the word, when you are learning a person and you learning what they like, you're being trained. Unless you're like a lot of women that sit back and they just do what the man wants. And they suffer from what they want. And when you're compromising, when you're training, it means that everybody is happy. It means that I'm compromising and you're compromising. We're both learning how to love each other and not you just trying to make me deal with your bullshit.
Okay.
So
yeah.
When you got in your situation, did you have to show your mate, I ain't gonna say did you, because everybody has to.
Okay.
Like when you're showing your mate, was it a hard thing? Was it at first I don't want to have to show this person, you know, I don't want to do it, or was it automatically like I like this person, and the things that were off, you guided her down the path to make sure she did it right.
Yeah, well, for me, I mean, like I said, I'm kind of like always last to the party, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as marriage, as far as children, you know, I just kind of take my time, maybe sometimes to a fault, but, you know, it's my life, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I got to just be happy with the decision that I'm making. So when it came to marriage with me and my wife, I had to kind of weigh the checks and balances, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, nothing's perfect. No relationship's perfect. Nobody's perfect. But I had to realize, what made me realize and made me want to marry my wife was, at the end of the day, you know, once I really kind of analyzed everything, I know nobody truly has my back the way she does. I mean, yes, it pissed me off to no degree. You know what I'm saying? Like, it made me as mad as nobody can. But at the end of the day, I know she got my back through whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it's a powerful thing, too. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to take – I mean, I'm just speaking for me. I can't speak for everybody's marriage or something like that. But for me, too, it's a powerful thing to know what you have. Because, you know, once – you know, as you grow older or be with somebody and, you know, once – parents and stuff like that fall out of their, not fall out of their lives, because, you know, parents never truly fall out of your lives. You know, you always have some type of connection. But once they have raised you to a certain extent, and, you know, like a marriage, they say the father gives you away. You know what I'm saying? Like, so once they pull back that stronghold and you take over, it's powerful, because, like, that person is essentially yours. You know what I'm saying? And you're theirs. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of power in that, so you don't want to abuse it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. And then, like, you're never going to change somebody, you know, truly. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is who they are at their core. You know what I'm saying? The only thing you can do is compromise and nurture and try to teach. And then maybe if they really want to become something else or learn something else, then they'll pick it up. If not, they're not. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you got to weigh, once again, to check some balances. So, you know, so that's how I came to the, that's how I realized, all right, like, I'm ready to do this with my wife. You know what I'm saying? I felt that I was mature enough to handle it, because I definitely think, you know, you're going to do, you know, everybody do, I'm not judging nobody or, you know, telling, everybody's got to live their own life. You know what I'm saying? But you want to actually live a life before you start out with a person, I would think. You want to make sure that you, you know, experience different things, had different women, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Had different things. So you leave nothing on the table. You know what I'm saying? So you want to get those, before you retire that jersey, you know what I'm saying? God, like the saying, you know, put that jersey in the Raptors, and when you, I don't want to say ball and chain, but, you know, when you accept the fact that I am married, you know what I'm saying? You got to just make sure that you're ready for that. And then also, too, at the end of the day, I'll be honest, as a man, it never leaves you, you know what I'm saying? The sight of a beautiful woman, or like that urge, you know what I'm saying? But it's all in control, man. You know what I'm saying? Knowing, especially when you get a family, like, I don't have a family yet, but too, like, is this little fling worth me losing my family? You know what I'm saying? Because especially when you get kids, and you got to explain something to your kids,
right?
Like, you know, like, all right, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's my
two. Okay,
right,
so
there.
Say, for instance, right, and you touched on one part.
Okay.
She makes you madder than anybody can, right?
True.
And that means,
yes,
that she knows how to get to you, right? Like we know how to get to our people. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times it's intentional. Like, not that we, like, thinking at that time. I mean, that's something women do. We're not like, oh, God, this is going to, you know, ruin him or nothing like that. It's not that. It's just, oh, okay, so you playing, huh? This right here is going this going to get under his skin right here. This shit, you know, and a lot of times we're like, this shit finna get his ass mad. And we know it, and that's the farthest we think about it. Like, we don't really go in depth to be like, you know, think about the consequences either. But, right, with her being able to have, with her having that power over you, do you try to redirect her from doing those things? Like,
yes.
You know, like I mean, I don't want to keep using the word, but use the word train. Do you try to train her to,
yeah,
you know, do other things to not, you know, do what pisses you off to the,
yes,
utmost, right?
Yes. That's,
yes,
so, that's so true. This topic is true, especially for a married person. You know what I'm saying? Yes. That's, yeah, you do. Because you, you know, you want to be happy. You want to be blissful, you know, especially with your other half.
Right.
But it's just certain things that is going to happen in a marriage or a relationship that's going to really piss you off. But I'm really speaking about a marriage, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you're in a relationship, you know, like, especially if you're not living together, like, you know, you can get mad, I get mad, and you go to where you're going, you go to where you're going, and then if shit get too crazy, we just break up and that's it. With a marriage, it's more that you put more into it. You know what I'm saying? First off, you had a nice, well, you know, for me, I had a nice, you know, wedding. You know what I'm saying? We had a destination wedding. We went to Vegas. And it wasn't one of those rinky-dink, like, Vegas marriages where, like, oh, you know, we just got married real quick. We met in Vegas. No, it wasn't like that. You know, it was like a destination.
Right.
The reason why I wanted to do that, not to just go too far in depth, but I just wanted to have it so, like, her family, my family, we can all meet up and kind of have, like, a little vacation at the same time. So, long story short. So, I don't want to so, with marriage, you know, you've got a lot invested in it. So, like, I don't really respect too much when I go to somebody. Like, when I, all right, like, I don't want to lose my train of thought because I'm, like, getting so many thoughts of what I'm trying to say. But, all right, so first off, like, with the marriage part, you know what I'm saying, the wedding, that's one thing. So I had all these people come out to see the special day with me and my wife, and I don't want to just see it go down the toilet, you know what I'm saying, because I've had friends and family members that I had went to their wedding, and then all of a sudden it didn't even work out. So I was like, yo, I'm wasting my time. I invested my time to come to the wedding. I invested my emotions, like, happy for you guys, and then it just didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, that's number one for me. I don't know. Maybe call me weird or whatever. Number two, it's like you got invested. So, like, if you get married, if you get divorced, you got to go through all this, and then if you got a prenup, I guess makes it easy. But if you don't have a prenup, me and my wife don't have a prenup. We met ourselves when we knew each other. So it's like, you know, what are we having a prenup for? But I get it. Like, later on, if things change, then you definitely want to have a prenup, especially if you already got some stuff that his or her are bringing to the table. So what I'm trying to say is it's not easy to walk away from. So you want to try to work it out. You know what I'm saying? So what was the question again? Because I don't want to lose it. But you the training part, right?
Right.
That's what we were – yeah, so but the training part. But so – you just want to, because a marriage, too, you always evolve and grow in it. You know, like I said, it's a business. So you got to change with the times with marriage. So, you know, as years come on, you got to still keep it interesting. You got to keep it exciting. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a vacation to spark it up here and there. And just little things. But the thing is, like, as far as training, like, you know, you constantly still learning each other. But then when you do get that marriage part, you do start to know the other person maybe better than they know themselves and vice versa. So, you know, you just want to be, because it's a compromise, but you just want to just be some type in the middle. You know what I'm saying? And then the other thing, too, was good about a marriage, too, is like you both have your strengths and weaknesses. So it's kind of like a team, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, say, a basketball team, you know, you got this person that rebound, this person can score, this person can do, you know what I'm saying? So you complement each other, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, my wife is very good at, she's very kind of detail-oriented when it comes to, like, planning stuff. Me, I'm kind of spontaneous. I can kind of, like, if I'm going somewhere on a vacation or whatever, I can wait to the last minute and just book it, and I'm end up paying probably more money than I would have spent if I planned it out a little bit more. So she's good at that. But me,
right,
I'm very good at organizing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, not to knock my wife, but she's not the best organizer. Like me, I'm very organized. I'm very time with my time, with everything. You know what I'm saying? She's not. So it's like, you know, we my weakness, she can come in. Yeah. So it's common. So that's what a marriage is. But then once it gets to the point where you trying to do certain things and y'all just not on the same page, then that's when divorces happen. And but then too, you know, because a marriage is a business, and that's what I was going to say. Let me clarify. Marriage is a business. Then once you get kids into the thing, it's a corporation, because now, not only if you is you leaving this woman or you leaving this husband behind,
your wife or this husband behind. Now you're living, you know, kids, and you know, the kids are growing, they're impressionable. You know what I'm saying? And I know me, when I have my kids, I don't want to be that overbearing parent. You know what I'm saying? It's just gonna, but I want to really set them up in life where they're gonna be very successful. You know what I'm saying? So to have that, and I think you need that as a two-parent household to really raise kids. You know what I'm saying? Especially fathers. You know what I'm saying? You need that boy. You know what I'm saying? He needs that father in his life to show him how to be a man. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
What kind of lacks in the black community somewhat. You know what I'm saying? I want to get back to that. So you know that's what it is. So as a corporation, you try to just, like you said, train each other so you guys can complement each other's strengths and not complement each other's weaknesses. Because if you complement each other's weaknesses, it's not going to work out. You know what I'm saying? But if you complement each other's strengths, then y'all going to be powerful. And then you bring up, you know, little ones, you know what I'm saying? And now you, all that stuff you learn, you putting it into them. And now they the next generation coming up and you're leaving that legacy. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's supposed to be. So,
right.
You know, that's my two cents on that.
Right, and that's 100%, and that's from a married point of view. And that point of view also goes to people that aren't married but they have children. Whether the children are theirs or not, you know, more than not, is, you know, children first or children before marriage or however that may go, and the children see what you guys are spewing out. So as women, I think the most important part of this discussion is having the right person train you. Because you can have the wrong person that can't even lead themselves, so how can they lead you? It's kind of like,
and then lead you in the wrong direction.
You know what I'm saying? You can't even.
Now you lead me in the wrong direction. That's what it is. Men and women.
Come on, man. You're going to teach me how to play the Xbox, but you can't teach me how to diversify my funds. Like, come
exactly. Exactly. That's the thought.
You can't, you know, I think that's the biggest issue because women, there's some good women out there that are giving the wrong men chances and just settling just to say that they have somebody. But I think it's very important for my fellas to understand that it is your job, right, to be a leader. It is your job to train that woman. You know, this can be the woman and she can have your back and y'all can be real solid. But if you aren't training her right, you can't really blame it on her because that's your job to train her. We change as people often. I know I change often. And not so much for changing for the worse. I continue to grow. I learn from my mistakes. Every situation I'm in, I'm like, okay, I want to do this better. And that's just the person that I am. I know everybody's not like me, but I do know that people change. And they're not the same person all year round, right? You know, you just want to make sure that you're seeing a positive change and not a negative change. You want to be there, you want to be supportive, and you want to be a push. Not as soon as they piss you off, oh, I can't deal with this. Because you're running from your duty. You're running from your due diligence. If this is somebody that you have to deal with, you know, the mother of your child or your wife or a long-term girlfriend, I think it's time that men start taking their role and saying, okay, this is not what I'm going to accept, and you need to do better. And it's the same thing with women. Women stop accepting men that aren't on their stuff, that's not handling their business. And as long as you don't accept a man that's not handling his business, then guess what? He's going to also hold you accountable and not accept you when you're giving him less than what he should have. And so not accept you means not saying leave you alone, but it means to say, hey, it's time for you to step it up. It's time for you to understand, like, this is what I don't like, and you need not to do it again. It's time to be trained. And we have to put that back into our relationships. We have to put that back into what we're doing. And I know some people may have a problem with the word trained or redirected, you know, however you want to look at it. A lot of times we don't take accountability for ourselves. And I see that an awful lot. I was having a conversation with a good friend, and I was taking accountability on my part in a situation, and that friend did not see that at all. The only thing that friend seen was me making excuses for the other party. And I said, well, you know, here's the thing. Yeah, you know, that party did X, Y, and see what I did. You know what I'm saying? Like we fail accountability for our actions. So a lot of times we don't care about what we did. The only thing we care about is what someone else did. And even if your partner is like, it takes a very strong individual to take accountability for their actions. And I know that I'm strong. So even though my partner may not be as strong as I am to take accountability for their actions, I'm going to take them from mine and say, listen, this is what I did wrong, right? Regardless if it was before or after, however that may work, I did this wrong. So there's no way that I could put the blame on you 100% when I played a part in what went wrong. So what I am going to do is correct what I did wrong. And if you continue to do what you're doing wrong and make excuses, you did this then or you did that then that's on you. That's something that you're holding. How can you get mad at the judicial system for putting you away, incarcerating you for you to get change, for you to change, and then come back out in society and you doing the same thing, or you saying you don't give me a chance? You want everybody to give you a chance, but yet you're not giving people chances, right? So what I'm saying is accountability, accountability, accountability. I'm going to always take accountability for my actions. I'm going to always take accountability for myself because I am accountable for me, right? And then my actions will, you know, sometimes be in retaliation or whatever, but I have to learn, and I'm in that learning curve. I'm serious. Not allowing someone to make me change how I treat them. That's it. Not allowing someone to make me change how I treat them. See, if my heart is big, this day should be big the next day. And even though this person is probably manipulative, an opportunist, or whatever the case may be, I still have to do my job and what I was put here to do. And if that person manipulates or does take advantage of that opportunity, that has nothing to do with me. That's between them and God, because karma is real. And so when karma comes back around, you have to understand that you got to let karma work sometimes. Sometimes we put ourselves in position to remove somebody from a situation that karma has created. We got to learn to let karma do what it's doing with these people. So
well, everything happens for a reason.
Right.
I'm definitely abide by that.
So understand that we have to submit, but to the right man and
to the right woman.
To the right woman. And
we
need to understand that if we can go out here and change for the world, why can't you change for the person that you're laying next to? See, change is a choice. He or she can't make you change. It is your choice. But guess what? As a person, we continue to grow. You see people, I'm evolving, I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm this, I'm that. But that's for social media. That's for the world. You go, you get your hair cut, you go get your nails done, your hair done. You know, you rocking this, you rocking that. That's for the world. That's because you want people to look at you and say this, or you want to walk out the door and you want that attention. So if you can do so much for the world, you want to drive in this car with these rims on it with this music because you want people to see you. You can do so much for the world. Why not do it for the person that got your back? Why not change for the person that cares for you and love you? We have to compromise for the right reasons, man, and stop trying to show out for everybody else because it's not for everybody else. It's not for everybody else. You can't continue to try to please the world but want somebody next to you to make you happy when the world not looking. You have to be open to change. You have to be open to be trained, to be led, right?
To be
redirected.
True.
Whatever word you want to use for this situation, to be redirected, to be, you know, to be molded. Because your mom and family's job was to install the fundamentals in you.
Foundation.
As a woman, you should know how to cook. You should know how to clean. These things. And there's some women out there, I'm not knocking y'all, that don't know how to clean, that don't know how to cook, that don't know these things, right? It's more than not of y'all because of the generation that you grew up in. And there's some women my age and older that can't do it. But trust and believe, you're not exempt, and you could always take a cooking class, right? That's not ladylike to be like, I can't cook. And then you got men that'll be like, well, you know what, she can't cook, but I can. So that's the compromise that y'all make. You know, hey,
that's
she can't do it, but
that's
I can do it.
That's it.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
It.
But the fundamentals are installed in you by your family. And then once you get with a person, you know, we go through relationship after relationship. Different people. We deal with different people, different types of people. And so sometimes, as women, we be thinking a man thinking one thing, and he thinking something completely different. It ain't got shit to do with what we thinking, right? And so we have to allow him. We have to listen to him, and we have to, you know, hear what he's saying to us, because he's going to tell us. He may tell us indirectly, but he's going to tell us what it is, and we got to listen. We got to be there and be like, oh, okay, that's what he's saying. All right, got you. And you got to take heed, and you need to, you know, make an effort to adjust. And that's how we have happier relationships. And that's how we have more grounded situations, because we pay attention. Sorry, whoever just called, I missed your call just then. I was in the minute, and by the time I looked down, you had hung up. But that's how we... that's how we pay attention. That's how we grow. We have to grow as people. And when we're growing, we got to understand, like, we want to put our growth into the wrong situations. And that's not going to work for us. And these are lessons.
Well, a lot of times you have your energy. You have your energy. This is something I'm learning so much, especially in the times that we live in. So many people had their energy just misdirected, in my opinion. You know, like I said, once again, I always preference myself by saying that everybody is their own person, and I'm not trying to convert nobody to my way of thinking or, you know, the way I do things, but I just see so much misdirected energy. Like, if you put so much energy in, you know, looking at somebody and being like, oh, this is why it's messed up, instead of, you know, learning something from that and putting it into your own life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see that so much, especially... And I hate to say it, you know, with my black community. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just, you know, and I don't know. You know, like, everybody's got to mature in their own way. But,
right.
You know, I mean, and like I said, in the country that we live in, I mean, it's so much technology out here to trick you up and to get you off your, you know, off your game, you know what I'm saying? So many things to trip you up to get you off your, like, apex, you know what I'm saying? Off your focus. And, you know, that's why people really got to just, I don't know, I would say you got to read the right things, you know what I'm saying? And you got to be able to just decipher certain things, you know what I'm saying? I just see so many people in a way that gets, you know, tripped up on certain things they shouldn't even be tripped up on, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And learn. But like I said, the country that we live in, it's so complex, and it's so, you know, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for you to really decipher it and to get through it, it gets crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope people can just, you know, somehow, some way, figure out a way to just, you know, not get caught up in the media and the hype of what's this and what's that, and really just, you know, doing what works for you and just, you know, just being positive. But instead of, you know, hating this and somebody have a different opinion, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, listen to their opinion. See what they're coming from. You know what I'm saying? Before you just see one thing about a person, and then you just, whatever positive they could be saying, you just automatically, like, discredit it because you just don't like this person or something like that because of something they did or something they said or something they wore. You know, that's just bullshit to me. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just hope, you know, as a society, you know, people can start being more individual. You know what I'm saying? Being more outspoken. But I do see it with, like, the younger generation, to be honest with you, because, like I said, right now the generation is coming now. They're in a more social media information age. So people are able to learn certain things, and it's a lot of older people. And I feel like, you know, I'm young forever. That's how I kind of look at it. You're only as old as the way you think or carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? I never want to lose that childlike view of the world. You know, I want to be wise. You know what I'm saying? I want to learn from my experiences. But I never want to lose that child enthusiasm, that like, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of old folks, they lose it, and then they get stuck in their ways, and then you just see it, like, oh, they start, you know, sound like some old person, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, like, this new music is this, and this is that, and this is that, and it's like, wow, you sound like my parents, you know what I'm saying, or people like that, and I was always that person, like, I'm never going to sound like that, and it's funny that I'm seeing, you know, people my age, they get caught up in that. And it's just like more hate. Like, instead of like trying to just like, oh, okay, let me see your point of view on that. You know what I'm saying? Let me just see how, like, because you were young too once. You know what I'm saying? So you did certain things a certain way, and the older generation looked at you differently. You know what I'm saying? And it's just funny when you see people that you would never think that would get that way become rigid like that. And it's just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So that's like kind of like my off on a tangent subject. But I just wanted to get out, you know.
Right. But you made a point when you said read and learn. Okay, so ladies, I talk often and I say, you know, a lot of men don't know how to lead, right? Because mm-hmm. they are lost out here. But if you got this man and you holding on to this man and you want to make it work, then, as Mo said, read. Teach him how to lead you. You know, that's
you can
still,
do it in subtle ways. Outsmart that person. You know what I'm saying? You could do it in subtle ways. You know what I'm saying? Outsmart,
study,
like,
together.
You know what I'm saying?
If it's something that he wants you to know, that he wants to teach you, he's going to teach you. If he can't bring something to your life, then teach him, you know. Y'all learn together, y'all study together. Like, it's easy. it's easy. We have to put in the work. So bashing the man, saying, you know, oh, you know, he can't lead me, then help him lead you. Then show him how to lead you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it that you need? Training, redirecting, you know? As long as we learn how to take accountability, situations will go better. And once we have accountability, as long as we are open to redirecting a person and training a person and so on and so forth. I got 18 years with somebody, and the thing is that, you know, I had to sit down and have a discussion, but I have some powerful queens in my corner. Some of them are not okay, you know, but the others are, like, there. And you know, just different arguments at different times, different people win. You know, at the very mm-hmm. beginning of
different
this situation,
debates.
I wouldn't have been open to, you know, anything, but guess what? I know that raising children, I think a lot of people, when you have to be a single parent, right, when you have mm-hmm. to be a single parent once, as women, when we do something, we feel like, ah, shit, I did it already, I can do it again, right? And so mm-hmm. I was a single mother once, right? And mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Okay, all right. That's keeping it 100.
I don't know how to deal with that. You know, because
good.
You know,
I mean,
it's not by choice. And so when I sat out and I was talking to a good friend, and she was like, listen, we as mothers, we can only do so much. Everybody in my corner seen just how hard I was going. I didn't really tell people that I was trying to prepare to go back home for like a month. So, you know, whatever. But the people in my corner say, you know, they see how hard I go. They see what I do. And then they say, you know, you make it look effortlessly. I'm in my third trimester. I'm 31 weeks pregnant. I have at tops 9 weeks to go. But yet I still get up every day. I still go to work. I still do what I got to do, right? There are plenty of people that go to work to the very end of their time, you know, and then they go on maternity leave. But guess what? Those people, they go work on a white man's job. When they get on maternity leave, they're getting paid for their maternity leave. I don't work on anybody else's job. I work for myself. And when I go on maternity leave, I have to pay myself. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot more to do what it is that I'm doing because it has to be put together, right? But my friend said to me, she said, we as women, we can only do so much. And kids need their father around. Now, here's the thing. You don't kiss his butt for him to be around, but you definitely don't make it hard for him to be around. And as I'm growing, right, as I'm going through my teachings and I'm learning these strong queens and I'm learning about so much, you know, because you got to keep yourself learning. And that's kind of like one thing like I really like about him because, you know, the journey that I'm on, like, I was on a self-awareness journey, but it was a wide range, and he kind of brought it in, you know,
okay.
and said,
that's
okay, so focus here and then go, you know,
yeah,
go down
no,
this
that's good.
Road. But in
some
my learning, I think
coaches.
That I have to do my part. And so, you know, it's like, okay, it's going to be rocky for a while because you never know. You can be ready to do your part, but then that other person can still be bitter, or that other person can still be mad, or that other person can still, you know, but you have to be ready to deal with whatever you have to deal with in order to get it back on track, right? And so in the process, when you are going through it with somebody, you feel like you training that person. You feel like you teaching them what you don't like. You teaching them this. But when y'all arguing, as Mo said earlier, when y'all have negative energy, you can't build on that. When you have positive energy, you can build on that. So communicate instead of trying to, you know, out-petty each other. You can't out-petty each other. You got to make situations work. So, you know, on one hand, you know, I got friends like, oh, hell no, because he did this. And then on the other hand, you got friends like, you know, I know he did what he did, but you got to do what you got to do. And so when I come in the middle and say, he did what he did, but I did what I did. And guess what? If he would have just did what he did and I wouldn't have reacted to that, it wouldn't be nothing because I could point a finger. But I can't point a finger at you without pointing back at myself because I played a part in the situation too. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that redirecting and training somebody and pushing them in the direction that you want them to go, that is going to take time. But when you have to deal with somebody, like, it's better to get along than to not get along. And if we can't get along, like, here's the thing, like, we got girls that done fucked us over. We done fell out with. Fuck that bitch. Y'all probably done even fought and threw hands. And get what? 6 months later, that's my dog. We go through so much. But at the end of the day, it's us through thick and thin. We shitting on you hoes. You know what I'm saying? In bundle gang. You all that, you know, woody woo. For somebody that's going to cross you again. But yet, y'all the same women that have children by fathers, and you won't give him another chance because he with somebody. Oh, he with that bitch.
Wow,
oh,
that's an interesting point.
Oh, he ain't these. Oh, he don't fuck with me. So you look, he ain't got to deal with you. But you got to deal with that man. How can you take your homegirl back, but you ain't take him back? Train him, redirect him, show him what it is that you would like to be able to deal with you. Y'all don't have to be in a relationship. But, sis, if you want the penis that bad, that's your baby daddy. Get that penis, sis. But do what you got to do for your child. As a mother, you got to bite the bullet. You got to bite the bullet. That's your husband. You took your homegirl back, but it's the man that you made vows with. You said, I do. So that means that you need to redirect him and show him what it is that you like as a wife. You got to fight for that a little bit more. Fellas, it's plenty of fish in the sea. I get it. But guess what? How many times you going to keep recreating accounts on these dating sites? How many times you going to keep going through the catfish game? How many times you going to, man, I don't know if that's a man or a woman. How many times you going to subject yourself to what's out here in these streets as opposed to fighting for what is right there in front of you, that all you have to do is redirect her to love you in the manner that you want to be loved.
True.
Sometimes
we give up
so much and we give up so fast because it's more out here. Ain't nothing out here but AIDS, STDs, trainees. Your future is not in these streets. Excuse me. Your future is not in these streets. Your future is that person that you know got your back. She got my back. She cool, but. And that irks me when I hear a man say that. She cool, but. But what? If there's something off, train her. Redirect her. You know what I'm saying? Then when you put in that effort
She
show you that she don't want to be redirected, then walk off. Don't try to redirect her without saying, hey, listen, let's communicate, let's get this popping. See, we don't hold accountability. So when you're trying to redirect, you're trying to help somebody, maybe it's you.
That's true.
Maybe
and then as a people, you know, like when you got that foundation, you know, that's solid. You know what I'm saying? You got a foundation of you know, and look, I'm not saying perfect world. I mean, things, you know, like you said, you in relationships, you're going to have your ups and downs, you know, like things happen. Men have urges, shit, women have urges, you know what I'm saying? So things happen. But like you said, if you can kind of work it out and bring it back and then come to a compromise, like, all right, like, so this is what you like, you know, and then like you said, like, you know, and this, that's why I love doing this show with you, because we talk about the realness, you know, like swinging or, you know, figuring certain things out in a marriage, you know what I'm saying? So you don't have to get the divorce, you know, like, let's make it work. I mean, because essentially y'all like best friends, y'all like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all men and women, but y'all like best friends. You guys are partners in this, you know what I'm saying? So let's, you know what I'm saying? Let's just see, okay, this is what you like. That's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, and let's communicate so we don't have to go there. And then we can still build this solid foundation. You know what I'm saying? We have kids, and we do that. We can groom them a certain way. We can, you know what I'm saying? That's how you build. It's solid, you know what I'm saying? Because the foundation is solid, you know, a pyramid. Shout out to Egypt, you know what I'm saying? But if you look at a pyramid, it's the base is always solid, and it just comes to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you got to just build life, man. There's so many jewels in Egypt, and I just wanted to say this too. Emojis are hieroglyphics. You know what I'm saying? For anybody that doesn't know, emojis are hieroglyphics, and it's all from Egypt. That's my random thought of the show. I just wanted to get that in there. But definitely take it back to the foundation. You know what I'm saying? Get that solid foundation. Get to that point. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's life.
Is life, man. So you know, I come through and I want to give teachings, but as I'm giving y'all these teachings too, I'm learning, and I'm, you know, we learning and we growing together. You know, we've been doing this for a year now. We growing together, and it helps me to help you, and vice versa. So that's why I'm happy when certain topics I put on my brain to be able to share, because I know that there's somebody somewhere that, you know, you can help. And, you know, we got to stop, you know, and that's just it, bashing. Oh, well, he can't do this or she can't do that. If they can't do it, then teach them. And I get that because, you know, I told you, I put up a post with my giving situation, and I was like, hey, y'all drop the name of somebody that need help. Right? Nobody responded. Nobody said nothing. Now, as colored people, the reason why I don't deal with a lot of y'all, because y'all always got somebody else's business in your mouth.
Jim Crow on them, huh? You said these colored
people out here. You know what's going on in Shaquisha's house before you can even talk about what's going on in your house. You know what I'm saying? And so you mean to tell me that you couldn't drop not one person's name that need help? But when I said, okay, drop your names, whatever, let me help somebody. Here they come. Rolling in. You know what I'm saying? Rolling in.
A solid just people experiment.
Right. So we are not willing to help someone else. We are not really willing to ask for help, you know, if it's not in monetary form. You know, and people quick to say monetary, yeah, give me some. But we're not willing to ask for help if it's not in monetary form. So what it is I'm thankful because I know this message is for somebody. You know, this message is for somebody. It may be for multiple people, but it's for somebody. And while I'm speaking this message through, you know, it's touching my heart because we all have to do better. We all have to make different decisions, and we all have to continue to grow. I can tell you right now, the person that I was in 2013, I'm not that person. The person I was in 2015, guess what? I'm an enhanced version of that person. 16, I'm even more enhanced. 17, I'm even better than that. You know? I was telling my family today that this whole celibacy thing allowed me to think clear, right? And so what I realized is that I'm such a loving individual. And I like, when I'm in a relationship, I like to go places. I like to do things. I like to have fun. I like to be sporadic. And I had lost that mojo because I wasn't getting what it is. I was just putting myself in situations, but I wasn't getting what I needed, and so therefore I was so busy focused on everything else that I couldn't be who I am in a relationship, that it didn't mean anything to me. It was just a situation that I was in, and I needed to reboot because, you know, now I can sit down and think about those nice romantic dinners with red wine and, you know, pasta, and now I can think about, you know, what areas in my yard I want to go put a blanket down and get it in while it's raining. You know, I need to think about, hey, let's go get in the garage and pull the door up while it's hard down raining and get it in, you know, and see if nobody, make sure nobody can see it. Like, I can think about having fun like that now, but it's been so long since I have. And so I needed to reset myself. This is what had to happen, and I am so glad that it did happen. Like, I don't think I would be this person. I'm ready to be cute again. I'm ready to be girly again. You know, I was in a phase in my life that I was so busy trying to figure everything else out for everybody else. I just wanted my hair to be at the simplest form and to be pure, but I'm a queen with dreads or without dreads. You know, my hair is still long. You know, just certain things that was taking over my mind, and I didn't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I needed a break. I needed to pull back. And most importantly, it made more sense because I can't, you know, I had to tell my friend, listen, we cool. But he acts, he's a, I don't know how I'm going to say this. He nosy as hell. And I don't like nosy. I don't like
right?
nosy.
I know, right?
Because then I'm thinking, like, fuck are you thinking? What the fuck are you plotting?
Yeah, you're scheming.
You know?
What you scheming on? I feel you.
Right,
you
and I don't like people that try to think for me because I'm grown as fuck. Like, I'm not a child. Mm-hmm. So if I say something, I don't need you to think for me. And I think it would just, we were just hitting heads because those things were happening. And I'm like, listen, like, come on, you said let's be friends. But in actuality, like, I can't be in a relationship right now. You know, I had to learn to be honest with myself. How can I be in a relationship with you when I still have this whole situation going on over here? You know, I can't do any of that because I'm not going to sleep with you. And so a lot of men, I know you're not going to sleep with me, and then you think that I'm going to sleep with you, and then you wasted my time and yours. So why even go down that road? You know?
What's up?
And so that's where I am mentally. But sometimes we have to just give ourselves a break, ladies. We say we single, but we keep men around. You keeping baggage around. You single, but your ex around. You single, but you always got men around you that's hitting on you, that's boosting your confidence, that's telling you the things that you still have to hear. Separate yourself from all of that. If he like you, he want to be with you, give it a rest. If you done slept with him before, give it a rest. If he just your booty call, give it a rest. Ladies, give yourself some time. And it's going to take more than 30 days. I'm not going to lie to you. Because I was still slipping up at 30 days. You know what I'm saying? Mentally. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to take more than 60 days. Challenge yourself. Give yourself a 90-day break. At minimum. Give yourself a 90-day break. And take this time to get back in tune with you, to freshen up who you are, to be the queen that you need to be. If you are married, whatever it is, give yourself a break from your friends for 90 days. Let it be you and your husband. Try to figure out, it's probably some things about him that you missed, that you haven't seen. Fellas, give yourself a break from going out. I'm just going out to have a drink. I don't go to the club. I go to the sports bar. Same shit. Give that shit a break. Give your wife your attention for 90 days and see if there's some things that you have been missing. Sometimes breaks are good. All the time, breaks are good. It just depends on what you're pulling.
And sometimes you got to get a break from your wife. She got to get a break from you. I'm just saying. It goes both ways.
Right, I mean.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But I'm still doing that.
I'm just a mental break from the outside world. You know?
True.
And I'm just telling you, I feel so fucking good. I feel so refreshed. I feel so renewed. I feel like me again. I feel like, okay, now I want to, you know, now I'm belly and all. Now I want to go out here and experience. I want to go do this. Ladies, give yourself some time and sit back. Give yourself some time and say, let me take a step back. Let me look at this in a different angle. Let me change the way that I see things. And I guarantee you, it'll work. Most of y'all ain't going to go 90 days without sex. Y'all helpers ain't fooling me. But go as long as you can go. And just focus on yourself. And be real with yourself. You can't make it if you're not real with yourself, boo-boo. No, I ain't with him. That's just my ex. He just helped. No, no, and no. Get from around him. A true break is nobody being around you. That's a true break. The only male that I even communicate with on any type on a level outside of business like that is my son's father. Like, you have to give yourself that break, and I have to communicate with him. But you have to give yourself that break. You know what I'm saying? And redirect yourself. It's too late in the game for me to be sleeping with anybody. I'm just like, I'm going to just go ahead and sit this one all the way out.
Sit this one all the way out. Yeah, you're almost there. You're almost to the finish line now.
I'm almost there. He's like, well, do you want to, you know, you're in the father shit. Look, no. Hell no.
Your son already too close. You know what I'm saying? So you don't really want no friction.
He already in fetal position.
Yeah.
I don't need him hitting him on the soft spot. I don't need none of that.
You got it. You know what I'm saying? You be good by July, August. You good. You back in business.
No, I don't even know if it'll be that early. You know, but
okay, all right.
It's still
September, October. December.
I'm not putting a time on it, you know.
Okay.
Let it be organic. Exactly. I still need to see things. You know, I'm not sitting here saying, you know, I sat here and I chilled out. No, it has to be organic, and I still have to see things. So, you know, it still has to be what it needs to be. But I hope this message, you know, was for – you or you or you. And you guys get it.
Yeah, it's real talk.
Take it and you let it manifest, and we start growing each other, and we start helping each other instead of, you know, being in relationship that we are unhappy with being in. We can actually take those situations and make them happy situations because it's a reason that you're there. And then if you can't find a positive reason of being there, then you need to leave. So, you know, we have to be open to being trained and redirected because we can learn. And we want that man to show us that he cares, but redirecting us to love him the right way, to be everything that he needs us to be, is the ultimate way of showing us. Just know that. So I hope everyone has a positive and productive week. Like I said, I'm going to try not to take any time off unless I have DJ on on a Sunday or Saturday, then, you know, we should be good to go here. I'm feeling good. I had a very healthy week this week.
Nice.
Still going for it, making it do what it do. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black One. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And on Twitter, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Also, to contact me, you can inbox me or email me at inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black, at gmail.com. Mobin, sign off.
Yeah, ready? Definitely. So if you would like to be a feature, contact my email, mobins@gmail.com. Or, you know, definitely check me out on Instagram. You know, so basically the handle is MOBINNS. Talk to me. I talk back. Just always keep it respectful on there. If you want to get it popping, holler at me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Same handle, MOBINNS. And Black Twitter. Get at me. I'm Black. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even know that was a thing. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely, you know, shout out to Ms. Lovely Black for putting me on to Black Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely, yeah. Everybody definitely have a productive week. You know, we're going to keep it moving, keep the momentum going, keep it with just great topics, great interviews, great guests. And just, you know, we just always want to make it a good time, you know what I'm saying, if you come out to hang with us.
Yeah, with our last 2 minutes, I'm going to jump in now that I'm on Twitter acting a fool again.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to the lovely back on Twitter.
Today.
Come on back.
Yeah,
Twitter's popping, too. I love Twitter. Yeah, I love Twitter.
It was cool.
I do.
Was
I love Twitter. So shout out to Twitter, man.
We're going in. But definitely I'm going to try to pull some good people that I know for some more interviews. We've had some awesome people on the show thus far. So
yeah. Shout out to everybody that came through so far.
At, you know, what we have going on because it was simply amazing. Also, the links to the show will be posted on my page, Aaron Mo Ben's page, on my Facebook
definitely.
And Twitter, where you guys... and
definitely
on
my Twitter,
you're
always going to be able to find it right after the show. So just know I'm going to tweet it out. Soon as Miss Lovely Black tweets me, I'm going to tweet it out. You retweet it, you listen, that's it. That's how we're going to keep it out there, keep it flourishing.
Right. And for you guys, thank you to everybody that was listening to the show tonight. I got a lot of feedback on people that was listening to the show. I posted a question on my Facebook page, and it kind of got a big review, and I meant to talk about it tonight, but I just kind of got bodied in this word and this message that I have for you guys tonight, but we're going to talk about it next week. Would you?
To be continued.
Get married on first
sight? Would I get married on first sight?
Yeah,
oh, snap.
That.
Oh, a little teaser. Okay.
Would you get married
like
on first sight? And the responses are shocking. more men than women. Oh, man, we'll talk about it next week. But we'll keep
nice
that
tease.
Going, and we'll post that on a couple different social medias, and then we'll see how that works. Thank you to everybody tuning in. See you next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same time, same place. Love you. Have a productive week. Remember, the first is right around the corner. Let's fast. Peace.
Everybody be safe.